live, you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the number brought to you by SACL CAI, and this is the live Saturday edition of the program here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so our number again is 1-855-450-FREE. On the way here this evening, of course, your calls about anything, and then a story about alcohol that's going to maybe be a shocker for some folks, if we get the chance. But first, there's news out of D.C. where a protest has been shut down on what appears to be some pretty flimsy pretenses. Mark, you want to share that with us?
Yeah, it looks like here from the WashingtonExaminer.com, U.S. Secret Service officers shut down a student-led protest calling for President Obama to fire Attorney General Eric Holder this morning, and this was on July the 2nd. And according to a report from in front of the White House, after discovering a suspicious package, the Secret Service ended the protest. Several agents seemed hostile to our march and seemed anxious for us to leave the area. This is from Maurice Lewis, a student at the University of California. And I guess he's involved with campus reform in some way. The discovery of the unidentified package came just as the protest began to gain traction. And I think it's interesting because, you know, here where we have the First Amendment, you're supposed to have the right to peacefully assemble.
Yeah.
And that, you know, sadly, for people who are keeping track of the ability to protest around the world, you will see the United States is not at the top of that list. Many people will say the United States is the freest country in the world, or at least when I was growing up, they would say things like that. I don't hear people saying that like they used to. Often they'll still say the United States is the best country in the world, but that's a much less quantifiable term. Best could mean the best skiing. I'm sure Switzerland would have something to say about that. But, you pick. There's when you're talking about these things, it seems like the government has gotten more and more ways to crack down on your right to peacefully assemble.
Yeah,
Did you get a permit? Well, it's either a right or it's not.
I'm facing a trespass charge right now because I went and peacefully assembled on what is supposed to be public property, the local courthouse.
Right.
And myself and some other folks, a number of people have been banned. I think five or six different activists up here have been banned.
Some of whom weren't even there.
Right. We were banned forever from the courthouse because they didn't like what we were saying, and they didn't like that we were singing songs and that we were asking questions and holding video cameras. I mean, really, everything we did should have been protected under the First Amendment, but, I mean, who cares? I mean, the government guys they're not doing anything to protect any of those rights. So, in fact, what they're doing is the opposite. They're running roughshod all over people's rights, and then to whom do you turn? You know, because if the government people are at every turn trying to stop you from engaging in free speech and shutting it down in whatever way they possibly can, to whom do you turn to say, hey, wait, what about the First Amendment?
Well, supposedly you're supposed to be able to turn to the courts, but
I can't even go to the court. I'm banned forever.
Right. It's at the courthouse. And we find that, you know, my experience is the courts tend to back these people up. I mean, when you have, in the case of where we are, and I'm sure that it's not much different in many places around America, when you're talking about the collusion that's going on, is these people big-time local government bureaucrats. They work with big-time local government bureaucrats. So
sure.
The sheriff and the judge work in the same building. You don't think these people come across each other? If the judge tells the sheriff, you can't ban somebody from protesting on the court, he's going to see that guy on a daily basis.
Right.
Well, what's that going to be like for him? Well, he doesn't have to see you.
But even in a larger place like D.C.,
right.
All the judges and those folks may not know one another. Like here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's a smaller town, and so everybody knows everybody. But in D.C., they may not necessarily be as well acquainted. But that doesn't mean they're not backing each other up, because it's the state helping the state. I mean,
well,
these are not three branches.
They know they work for the good guys. They know they're on the side of the righteous.
That's what they think.
And well, that's sure. Maybe that's what anybody thinks.
Not me.
You don't believe you're on the side of the righteous?
I don't believe they are.
Well, I don't see. Oh, look, if they're not, then who are you? So they believe they're on the side of the righteous, and so therefore their buddies are on the side of the righteous. And even if their buddies aren't perfect, you got to back them up. And that's really the mentality. Here, in this news story, the Secret Service claims to have found a suspicious package. And
how convenient.
Wait a second. In Boston, a couple of years ago, they had the light bright incident where
the Moonanites.
Yes, they had these advertising things with these characters from the Cartoon Network were up. And they shut the city down because somebody thought that this little blinking box might be a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens in airports. The same place in Boston, they blew up their own traffic counter down in Florida.
Because they didn't know what it was.
Orlando. The cops didn't know what. It's a suspicious box. It counts cars going by, and they've been there for years. But whatever, somebody didn't know what the box was. Let's blow it up. Out in Orlando, I think it was, they blew up a hobby horse that was sitting in the middle of a cul-de-sac that some child had left there. You know, it's a cul-de-sac. There's not a lot of traffic there. The kids probably play in the cul-de-sac, that kind of thing. Somebody left their toy out in the middle. Somebody reports it. It's a suspicious hobby horse. They blow
the
it the F
here.
Up.
They shut down a good swath of downtown Keene a couple of years ago because some old bum had left a six-pack of beer and a backpack outside the courthouse because he had court that morning and he didn't want to bring beer into the courthouse.
Wise
so
move.
He left the backpack full of beer in the parking garage. Somebody came across it, reported it to the police, and the police treated it as though it were a bomb threat.
So now in today's post 9/11 world, where everybody's skittish as they can possibly be, it's just too dangerous to have free speech. And this, ladies and gentlemen,
dangerous
is how freedom
who?
Dies.
Dangerous to the state.
Well, they can claim it's a suspicious package. This Eric Holder firing of Eric Holder protest was broken up. Who knows what this would have turned into? This mm-hmm. could have been the actual first Million Man March on Washington. We don't know. It was stopped before the protest gained traction.
Right.
Now, I doubt very seriously you would have had more than a couple of dozen people there, but whatever. It's hard to get people out to
but
protest.
Obviously, they didn't even want a few dozen people there. They didn't want anybody there. It reminds me of when the...
who's it
going to
blow up? Protesters! Why do you care?
Right. Well, they care because they don't want people to see the protest. They don't want anyone to see dissent. Remember, there was a story, I don't know if you were on the show in this instance, Mark, but there was a story a couple weeks ago of a guy who was like Dr. Hemp or whatever. He came on the back of a truck in a cage. Do you
yes.
recall this? They dropped off this truck, like flatbed truck, comes up, drops off a cage, a metal cage, like something you'd keep a bear in or something like that, a fairly strong metal cage.
Out in front of the White House.
And, yeah, they dropped it right out in front of the White House. This guy was in the cage with hemp plants. And he,
not cannabis, not marijuana,
correct.
Just hemp, the
correct.
Thing that they make
the
ropes
plants.
Out of.
And so he had hemp plants in there with him, and his intention was, and he did do what he intended, was to take those plants and process them, turn them into hemp oil. And he began that process, and at the same time, I believe, spoke to the crowd that had...
Teaching a little lesson while he was in a cage with a bunch of hemp plants.
Right. Well, it didn't take long before the D.C. police showed up with barriers... And physical, big, I don't know what you call them, these things you get at Home Depot, the huge piece of wood that you just get at Home Depot, just really large. What do you call that?
A sheet of plywood?
It's fairly thin. Yeah, sheet of plywood. I'm not a construction guy. So they put these sheets of plywood, fairly large pieces of wood, up against the cage to actually physically block the view of anyone who might have been passing by. But in addition, they also shut down the traffic to the road out in front of the Pennsylvania Avenue, I guess,
right
in front of the White House.
As if this is necessary. I mean, if you're gonna get you could pull this guy out of there with a tow truck if that's what you wanted to do. You could tow him out of there. There's no reason to put the barriers up. They
sure
want to
they
stop
want you to see it.
And stifle the speech.
Right, well, that's their reason. They don't want you to see what was really a brilliant an instance of civil disobedience. This is brilliant to have hemp plants in a cage with you.
It's sad that in supposedly the freest country in the world, I don't believe that for a second any longer, sadly. I mean, I think it's sad, but there's no evidence at all. I would like to find out where, upon what metric the United States is the freest in the world. Or upon what aggregate of which metrics the United States is the freest in the world.
Well,
I don't see those lists. I mean, I look at lists.
Yeah.
The United States is down in the 40th, numbers of the 40s of 200 nations or so. As far as press freedom goes.
Yeah, that's no good. We also know that it's the least free place in the world as far as population in prison. Many of them had never hurt anybody else, of course. They're just in for drug possession, nonsense like that. 855-453. You can tell us if you believe that the U.S. is free. Why? Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Create the content there if you would like, or vote on the existing content. You can submit new items to the site, and then others can vote on those things, or you can vote on things as well. You can simply visit freetalklive.com. Once you're logged in, of course it's free to log in, once you're logged in, you can click Upcoming Stories, and that'll show you all the different things that listeners like you have submitted to the site within the last day or two or three, and then you can vote up or down, whether you like or dislike
the different items there, and the most voted of make it to the front page in the site. It's a way to share interesting things on the internet with other listeners of this program and the hosts as well. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive for free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost's got everything that the outdoors enthusiast might need. It's got the name brands and at the best prices. They've got ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, camping equipment like tents, that kind of thing. Everything you need. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're buying online. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com. It's manventureoutpost.com, and the coupon code is FTL to save 5%.
All right. You know, Mark, I think you asked an interesting question before we went to the break, and I wanted to reiterate it. And, of course, you can also call in about anything you want. But you had pointed out that you don't really ever hear people say, it's the freest country in the world. They'll say it's the best
anymore.
Country. Yeah, not these days. They'll say it's the best country, but that's like saying you've got the best cancer. But even so, by what metric is it the best? By what metric is it the freest? If you are somebody who believes it's the freest country in the world still, how are you qualifying that?
I think it's the best in the world for making money, it's probably easier to come here for many people from around the world. It's a lot larger than many of the countries that have higher standards of living. It's easier to become a citizen, say, than Bahrain or something like that, where, you know, everybody's paid like $50,000 to be a citizen. So as far as the money goes, the money is definitely changing hands in the United States. But where the money goes, so go the power seekers. And that's definitely what Washington has really done, is it's become so full of power seekers that, you know, governments, that's what governments have to do. They must govern. They must take away people's freedoms. And
that wasn't the intention, though. The intention, as it's written in the Constitution, was that they were supposed to protect people's freedoms.
Well,
that's what people believe about government.
Who wants a government that doesn't protect freedom, right?
Yeah.
So we got to say that it's there to protect freedom.
And then do the opposite.
Indeed.
Let's go to the phones to your thoughts. You can bring up what you want here. Dave, listening in Eureka, in California, to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going? I love your show. I love the fact that you invite truth. You allow for free speech. You're a great show.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Two issues, if I might. Mm-hmm. One is that the same thing is happening here in Humboldt County that is happening for you guys and everywhere else, I guess. They are trying to make urgent rules restricting where and when we can demonstrate, what kind of banners we can have, and whether or not we can be on the sidewalk or on the stairs and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Never have they done this before. I ask, why is it happening now? It has to do with this Occupy movement. We are questioning the bureaucrats. We're saying, why do you get us into wars for profit? We're asking them, why are they destroying our environment? And a lot of questions that they don't want to have asked, and so they'd like to ban us from being there and pretend we're destroying the grass or something. But
yep.
And another thing happened earlier this week.
Hold on, Dave. So you're saying you and other protesters out there in the Eureka area have been physically told you cannot be on certain public property?
Yeah, several of us have been arrested and taken in, and there's a trial in progress right now involving several of our people. Now, this is a poor county. They can't afford to try a lot of cases of rape and assault and everything, but they find the means to bring up several attorneys to put a full jury panel together, and they're going to try these people who tried to protest with their signs in the wrong place and time.
Wow.
I can't believe that, but that's happening right now in Humboldt County.
I believe it. So what was the other thing?
Well, the other thing is, earlier this week, the little country of Ireland decided that their voting machines were just too risky, that they were not producing accurate results, they're too easily hacked, and so they banned them. They have outlawed them. There will not be no more electronic voting equipment in Ireland. We still have it here, though, and it is no more dependable here than it is there.
How long have y'all had it out in California?
How do we keep allowing that to happen? It's how we get people in government that don't give a damn about the will of the people.
Well, I can tell you that there are people in government, even without electronic voting machines, that don't give a damn about what you want. They just want to help their friends and punish their enemies. It's been that way since long before the electronic voting machines. But all that said, certainly the electronic voting machines open up some big questions as far as the reliability of the voting process and the accuracy of the results. I think they've been proven time and time again to have back doors, and they've been proven to be easily hackable.
Yeah, they're hackable as hell. That doesn't mean somebody's necessarily hacking your voting machine just because things didn't come out the way
that
one wished. But right, there's no way to tell.
And so I think that I support the idea of not having the electronic voting machines. How long have you had them out in California, Dave?
Well, every county is different, and we have 58 counties, and we're one of the smaller ones, and we do actually have somewhat verifiable. But there are voting machines, and the votes are counted by people machines. And so we end up with people that really don't give a damn about us. Now, how do people go to voting machines and vote for people that don't choose to represent the interests of the people?
I can tell you, Dave, that this election here in New Hampshire coming up here this year, we do not have electronic voting in New Hampshire. It is, it's the old...
Right. And believe me, I don't feel represented by my representatives
here
either.
Not at all. The people that I have to choose from for state senate, one of them is the thug sheriff who has banned me from the courthouse, and the other one is a patronizing woman who says, whenever you talk to her, she goes,
I believe you got that choice because they rigged the primary election. They decided
that's not it at all,
Dave,
sir.
It's not rigged. It may or may not be rigged, but you're not getting... The fact is, politics attracts people that would abuse power.
Yes.
And that's... if you're going to have a powerful position, then people who wish to abuse it are likely to be the ones that are attracted to it.
Right. I'm sorry if you didn't realize that before electronic voting, but it has nothing to do with electronic voting. That just corrupts the process even further. And I thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's been like this since the history of politics, since the history of power, since before we've all been alive. I mean, it's been like this. It's more observable now because we can report the news in a much more efficient and fast manner. We've got the internet, so things, communications move pretty quick these days. So you can get a better picture for some of the things that are going on around the world. You can see more of the corruption that's going on. It's more in your face than it's ever been before. But that doesn't mean it wasn't happening 20 or 50 years ago. It absolutely was. It's just that those bureaucrats, those elected officials, and those attorneys, they have the benefit of a cover of essentially darkness. I mean, if you're not shining light on the cockroaches, then they're going to be flittering around doing all whatever
media,
they want.
Media, specifically the internet, has really changed everything.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves, whether you want to talk about corruption or freedom or the gateway drug of alcohol. We still have to get to that coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can tune in 24/7 to the latest episode of Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, get details on how to get tuned in to our over 100 great AM and FM stations that carry the show throughout the week. XM Satellite Radio is another option for you, where we are on every single night on two different, you can find us on two different channels throughout the week on XM. And in addition to that, you'll also find out about our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. There's also our webcam and the free-to-air KU-band satellite channel as well. It's all there for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Speaking of listening to things online, there's a different way than just going about it through your web browser and having to pull up some kind of media player and then streaming whatever the service is to your ears. You can leave the computer off and turn on the CC Wi-Fi internet radio. In fact, mine's on all the time, 24 hours a day. I've got the CC Wi-Fi internet radio going in the kitchen, actually, because it's Wi-Fi, so it can be wherever it is your Wi-Fi signal is, and it will allow you to tune in 18,000 streams from around the world.
Plus Pandora.
Pandora, Opio. Yep. Opio, Live 365, and MP3 tunes are also available through the C Crane Company's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's a great product and one of many great products from the C Crane Company. You can go to ccrane.com to learn more and order yours. That's ccrane.com. When you do order, you can mention Free Talk Live to get a cool free LED flashlight. Our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. James listening in Jacksonville, North Carolina. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? Great show, first-time caller.
Welcome, sir. I'm told you're listening on FM. Is that true?
Yes.
To what station are you hearing Free Talk Live?
It's 99.5. I believe it's out of Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. I was a little confused. Very good. Out of Myrtle Beach, so that would be WRNN. Fantastic.
Yes, that's it. I couldn't remember the station designation.
Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, I'm just curious why it is that, you know, hot items such as, you know, the Stolen Valor Act, you know, that gets shot down and is, you know, ruled as freedom of speech. And, you know, me personally as a combat veteran, I, you know, see that as very, very, you know, degrading, and I take great offense to that.
What you're talking about, just so I can make sure we're clear, you're talking about the court decision that came down recently that determined that it is not a, it's not an illegal act to lie about one's military service or one's military awards?
Yes, exactly.
And you're saying you're upset about that?
Well, for one, I do believe in freedom of speech. You know, I love this country for that fact. I love being able to, you know, listen and call into a station like this, and I, you know, I'm all about it. But just the moral ground upon that, you know, it's very, you know, personal to me. And having friends, you know, being injured and having, you know, friends getting killed and the awards that they get, you know, either posthumously or now, and other people that, you know, have never seen anything and never done anything that we've done, and they're claiming that, you know, to me it's very offensive, but that's not really, you know, why I'm calling in. It's mainly like, why are these things being, you know, ruled as freedom of speech when you have stuff on the other side of the spectrum, like the guy that was did the hemp demonstration outside the White House? Why is that not getting protected for freedom of speech?
Well, this is one of those it's situations where freedom of speech should be protected because everybody has their different thing that they might like. And It's the unpopular speech that needs to be protected. I get that somebody who's you know, portraying themselves as a combat veteran or whatever, because chances are they're not going to portray themselves as a guy who's in the quartermaster's office, right?
Exactly.
They're going to say that they were you know, a Navy SEAL or something like that because they respect that and they want to be respected by other people. So to some extent, it's a compliment to the people who actually have done those things. Otherwise, I would also say that probably the best punishment for that person is to be outed as a person who tells those kind of lies. You know, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I don't want to have that person go to jail. I mean, that's not the solution. That's not going to help anything. I don't want my money to be stolen from me to put a person in a jail cell who's just told a lie about their past. I mean, in the same way, lying's definitely not a good thing. It's not something that should be encouraged, but it's also not something that should be illegal. It's not something that, you know... There's no victim.
I think bearing false witness against your neighbor or telling making fraudulent claims about a product or something like that, I think that those things should be.
If you're engaging in lying to defraud someone, that's another thing. So, like, if you are getting money out of somebody.
Personal gain, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, if somebody's coming to your house doing HVAC work and claims to be a combat veteran, you know, so that somebody will like them more in the same way that the Christians will put the little fish in their telephone book ad or whatever, for whatever reason they're doing that, I think it's kind of despicable, but I think it almost falls into that realm of fraud.
If they're lying, you mean?
If they're lying, yes.
Right. Yeah, so, that's true as well, but... What do you guys think about, the name of the church escapes me right now, but that one church that likes to protest outside military funerals, you know,
Westboro
that's always been
Baptist
protected
church.
For freedom of speech as well.
The Westboro Baptist Church, and they are,
that's
you know, they're really the bleeding edge of free speech in this country. They say despicable things in despicable places, and they try to use, you know, do whatever they can to get news media, and then when somebody punches them in the face, they get settlements from them. I mean, this is how they basically are, you know, funded
themselves.
Is through lawsuits from people who are so outraged by the things that they say.
Right, because they're not growing their church.
Right, that they use. Well, they're never going to. It's just a family
that
they, you know, they use physical violence against them. And I understand why people get upset when people say really horrifying things. I get it. But is all you do is play into the into these people's hands. And so, you know, I mean, you got to ask yourself, would you take $50,000 for a punch in the nose? And a lot of people would.
James, I want to go back to the question that you asked, though, originally, which is, you know, comparing one court decision on this, you know, folks that are lying about their military service, that not being illegal, that court decision making that choice, and then another, you know, the actions of these government bureaucrats to shut down protests. You know, why is there this difference is what you were talking about before.
Yeah, and it's almost like a double standard. It's like if it's controversial in the media, it always ends up getting protected. But if it seems harmless and, oh, people are standing on some grass, you know, they always get shut down and end up having court orders against them.
Well, the harm is that they're – okay, well, you have to view it from the government guy's perspective. Like the police do not want somebody harvesting hemp plants out in public because it will show people that, you know, people that use hemp are not crazed drug addicts, and there's a message there that is contrary to the official state line, which is marijuana is evil and hemp is the same as marijuana, which is not true, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, they have this propaganda that's out there, and anything that is done that counteracts that propaganda is a threat to the status quo, and so they'll do whatever they can to stop that. Some guy going to a party wearing medals and trying to flaunt himself as though he is a former Marine or something like that isn't a threat to the status quo of the state.
Actually, he's a benefit to the status quo of the state.
Really?
Because he says to people, look, the fact is that soldiers are backing up the state. I mean, that's what they do generally until you have some situation like it goes off the wheels like Syria. But, you know, so when somebody claims to be one of these soldiers, so they're really actually backing up the power of the state. They're saying that, you know, I'm a good person because I did what the state told me to do.
So does that make sense? They're more likely to shut down free speech that has to do with a threat to their power structure than they are any other sort of free speech.
I do understand that, you know, regardless of whether or not I agree with it or not, I do know that's why it is. It's just one of those things I wanted to talk
it's
about.
It's offensive, yeah.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And as far as the medals with that particular case, that was a crapshoot. I mean, it could have gone either way. You never know how these courts are going to rule, and I was actually kind of surprised that they ruled in favor of free speech on that one. And at least, you know, again, a broken clock strikes right a couple times a day, so I think
exactly.
They did make the right choice there. But thanks, James, for your call and your thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of this program. 1-855-453. Still to come here tonight, we can still talk about freedom of speech. Or, on the way, alcohol. Is it the gateway drug?
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
The smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. The number is toll free. It's 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon, different Amazons in different countries like Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon the US as well. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com and get whatever it is you're looking for that you normally probably would have bought at Amazon anyway. It's just you're entering through our site, so Amazon cuts us a portion of their sale. It's the same great prices, the same great service and selection you're used to. It's just that Amazon's literally sending us a portion of their profits for sending them the business. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. And if you love liberty, that is, if you understand what freedom's all about, the freedom to live your life how you want means you have to allow others to live theirs how they want to, as long as everybody remains peaceful. And if that's something that floats your boat, then you should go to freestateproject.org to learn about the movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all moving together to the same place. Over 1,000 are already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Mark, you and I moved up back in 2006.
That's right.
There are people moving every single month to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 11,000, nearly 12,000 people have signed on board with the project, and we want to reach 20,000. So if you love freedom and are willing to actually do something to achieve it in your lifetime, take the time out to familiarize yourself over at freestateproject.org. As we go to Bill, listening in Medford. K-Med. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, thank you.
Hey, what's on your
mind,
Bill?
I love listening to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
I love listening to you guys.
Go ahead.
I know you guys are all Ron Paul people and stuff like that.
I like Ron Paul.
Yeah, I like Ron Paul, too, because I'll tell you what, got good ideas. But, man, I would have voted for Herman Cain, but he was chased out.
Why is that?
What? He was a businessman, never been a politician.
So
he did work for the Federal Reserve Bank, which
was he a chairman of the Federal Reserve
Bank? of a regional Federal Reserve Bank. I mean, you know, so that's kind of like working for the government in the sense that the Federal Reserve. What's that? Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's something I never found out. Well, anyhow,
you know.
What I want to say is another thing about this guy I was talking about, you know, before the break. Yeah, I agree with what the Supreme Court said about this old boy that was, wearing medals he wasn't supposed to wear and everything. I'm an old Marine combat vet, 65, 71. I find it very offensive they let people do things like that.
Well, what do you think should happen?
I think you ought to go work. You ought to get fined for doing it and go work in the VA hospital and see what happened. The people paid for his right to do what he's doing.
Well, okay, so if he has a right to do what he's doing, then you shouldn't be advocating for him to be put in to slave labor. You're saying he should be fined, which means if he doesn't pay the fine, then what'll happen?
Look, it's no fine. He should be able to do it. See, I'm a Jeffersonian Constitution.
Oh, he's just offended, man. I mean, and I get
gotcha.
It. Like, he's offended.
So you're offended, but you understand that, you don't have a right not to be offended and that this guy should be free to make a fool of himself or, tell lies.
Well, we can do that, too. I mean, you can make him stand on a street corner and say, hey, you know what? But, the thing is, when push comes to shove, he's the boy that's going to have to decide how he's going to live with his life.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I think that the people that do this that when they get exposed that's really the best thing. They're not going to do it again once they've been exposed. They're people that have told lies in their life and have been successful at telling lies. They haven't been caught enough because
look at the government.
That's true.
They get caught plenty and they keep getting away with it.
I don't know who said it, and I'm afraid that it might happen. But thing is, I think it was Benjamin Franklin, Jefferson, somebody like that said that the tree of liberty needs to be watered by the blood of patriots.
Yeah.
And tyrants.
What does that mean to you?
Hey, I might be an old fart, and I know I'm already on the list. And I'll tell you what, they can get my guns from me when they're firing from my dead cold fingers.
Thanks, Bill, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I understand how he feels.
I
really do.
I'm not going to, whatever it is.
I don't endorse it.
I think that 200 and something years ago that, what it took to start a revolution was something entirely different than what it takes today. I get that there are more guns in America than there are, more guns than there are people. So, many people consider the gun to be the final thing that keeps us free. I don't. I think that, I believe you have the right to keep and bear arms. I want to make that clear. And to me, that means you should be able to have a Laws rocket if that's what you want to have. You should be able to have a Thompson machine gun, fully automatic. I guess it's a submachine gun, a fully automatic Thompson machine gun, if that's what you want to have. But I don't think that guns keep us free. In Saddam Hussein's Iraq, every Iraqi was allowed to have an AK-47 and did.
Did that keep them free?
That didn't keep them free. They were under a tyrannical despot. And it's only the willingness to use it and the coordination that it takes to do such a thing. What they've shown is throughout the 20th century, the 1900s, that it has become less and less effective to use violence as a revolutionary tactic. And the reason that it's less and less effective is the governments they've got drones in the sky. They can drop bombs on you like they did on Awaki or whatever his name was out in Yemen, and he never saw it coming. They killed his son, who was an American citizen. He was an American citizen. I believe that he didn't claim to be one any longer. So, whatever that means to you. But they killed a 13-year-old American citizen in cold blood from, on high and a cafe full of people to kill this guy. They dropped a Hellfire missile on them. You think that, really, you think you're going to fight an effective revolution? I understand that it takes people to make a stand on certain areas. And one of those areas might be gun freedom. And believe me, I believe that people keeping arms in their house, it keeps us safer. I think that people are less likely to commit crimes in regions where people are more likely to possess guns, that violent crime tends to be lower in those areas. But, especially it's innocence.
Gun possession may be a factor in why the government guys don't crank the tyranny up as fast as they might like to, but I think one of the major factors in that is that they just can't lose their aura of legitimacy. Because right now, you're not free. So the guns haven't kept you free. You having a gun in your house or carrying one around on the outside, you know, if you're walking around, open carry, none of those things have kept you free because every single day, government people are working hard to take away more of your freedoms. Every year, new laws are passed and entered into the federal and, you know, the Federal Register and the various different state statutes and ordinances in towns.
There are more laws in this country than a person could read in four lifetimes.
Yeah, so sorry, but your guns haven't kept you free. The only reason why you're as free now as you are is because if they were to crank it up, and you were to, you know, balk at it, if Americans were to finally look at all of
well, they
the...
do balk now and then.
Now and then, but...
That... When it came to that FISA thing or whatever it was with the internet, you know, passing on, you know, internet freedom, I can't remember what it was exactly.
SOPA.
SIPA and PIPA and
SOPA, yeah.
PIPA, whatever it was, and the internet blew up over it. Yeah, they backed off.
Yes, that's
now,
that's
they
true.
Didn't back off when it came to the TARP bailouts,
nope.
You know, and those kind of, the bailouts and the stimulus. They didn't, the public said, no. One senator was quoted as saying half the people said no, and the other half of the people said hell no. So, you know, and they still voted for it. 90% of them voted for it. So, you know, I mean, mostly they'll back off on things unless
if
they really, really want
outrage,
them.
If there's enough outrage, which is why they try to go as slow as they can with the cranking up of the state power and control over your lives. So let's go to Shadow listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm just... told the guy that taught me that I got this new game here. There's a couple of guys straight out of the academy. They're, you know, the HPDs. And, well, they've been out maybe a couple of months now. And they're, well, they act like you probably expect them to act. But my game is that when they pull somebody over, they usually do it close to where I'm living at. I'll say a few things to them, which I definitely can't say on your show. And I don't yell and scream. I just change the pitch of my voice. But it's just kind of fun to me, and then I like to have them see me right there on my porch. And then to top the whole thing off, I pull out my cell phone and let them see me call in on them and report the incident, what they're doing wrong and all like that. Then I stand there and wait and see how long it takes before things change. Doesn't take long before the radio call comes in. Those guys maybe will take one last look at me, they're getting their cars, they'll drive off, and then the people they were messing with, they get to go on their way.
Shadow, thanks for doing that. I think that's important for people to, I don't think it's a good idea to insult them, but I think it's important for people to watch the police and to pull out video cameras and to try to protect their neighbors by being willing to stand there and observe a situation.
If they're not doing anything wrong, I don't see why they care about getting videotaped.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's one of the things that'll help you stay free, is paying attention to freedom of others.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advised to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these three simple things can help make a real difference, so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.